Okay, let's discuss the subject today of blood and eggs. According to the halakha, blood that is found in eggs is problematic, is asur. Now let's just discuss first terminology. In an egg, there's two parts. There's the yellow, which in English we call it the yolk, and then you have the white, which I think in English they call the album. So now, in Hebrew, the white part is called chelbon, and the yellow part is called chelmon. An easy way to remember that, chelbon comes from like the same word as halav. Halav is white. So the chelbon is the white part, the clear part of the egg. Chelmon, I want to remember it in lemon, is yellow. Chelmon is the yellow part. Now halakha says, if you find a spot of blood in the yellow part of the egg, so you got to throw away the egg. If you find it in the white part of the egg, you just have to take it out and you can eat the egg. Now this was talking about in times where chickens used to be fertilized by male chickens. Because the Gemara says in Besah that the problem over here is with the drop of blood, that's the beginning of the fertilization of a chick. Which means if you let it go, that blood's starting to the process. And you don't have to eat that. Now we know the Gemara says that a chick can only be formed from a chicken that was fertilized by a male chicken. Now there are other ways to get a chicken to lay eggs besides using male chickens, like they do today. Today they have different systems in the coops where they have heaters and stuff like that that causes them to give birth or lay eggs synthetically, so to speak. The Gemara calls that safna da'ara. Now, the Gemara is telling us clearly that from that form of producing eggs, those eggs will never form into chicks. The only egg that can form into a chick is if it was fertilized by a male. That doesn't happen today. And even if it does happen, it's a minority. Therefore, today, there really shouldn't be any concern for this halakha. Because if you're finding blood in an egg today, that blood is not the beginning of a chick. Because it can't form into a chick. It wasn't fertilized by a male, that chicken. It was just done synthetically, like I said. Therefore, the halakha l'ma'aseh. Today, when you're making eggs, and you see a little dot of blood, even in the yellow, halakha just says, just take it out so you don't have a problem marit ayin, but you can eat the egg. And even if you want to tell me, maybe, Rabbi, there's some companies that still make eggs the old-fashioned way, and if we have to be concerned, halakha says it's batel barov. Because the majority of eggs on the market are not made that way, and the rule is called the parish meruba parish. So when I'm taking an egg, I can assume that it came from the majority. Therefore, again, you're making eggs, you crack the egg open, you see a drop in the yellow, just take out take it out. Take out a spoon and take out just the blood itself, and you can use the egg. So this is the halakha that changed. Actually, it didn't change. The halakha was always like that. It's the nature of things changing the world, where today most of the eggs are produced by the lamps and the lights that they have in the chicken coop. Therefore, there's less concern. Now, let's say a lady says, I cooked the egg, and I forgot to check it for blood, or I saw blood, and I did it anyway. According to the halakha, it's mutaf. Even though she didn't take out the blood, it's permissible because that blood really is not the beginning of a formation of a chicken.